It's time for Lincoln County Connections on KNPT, KWDP, and KBCH. Here's your host, Casey Miller.
Good morning and welcome to Lincoln County Connections. Thanks for joining us today. Every Thursday at 9 a.m. we talk about news, we talk to people, and we talk about events all related to Lincoln County government. Today on the program, Mark Salings of Lincoln County Solid Waste. And we're going to be talking about America Recycles Day and all kinds of stuff that you got going on, Mark.
Hey, Casey, good morning. Always a pleasure to be here, even if I'm only half awake.
There he is. No, you do great, man. I'm really glad to have you on the program. Just wanted to make a quick note, looking at Lincoln County's homepage. We will be putting some things up there for you shortly after the program about America Recycles Day, because really there's a lot of good resources out there.
It's an excellent resource.
Finding the types of things that you can recycle. So we'll put a link up there for you. But still, if you take a look, please be aware of the new expanded Costa Valley Express bus system. If you're interested in transferring between coastal communities and the valley, they've expanded those services, and that information is available for you there. Also, if you've received your tax statement, remember that due date is November 15th, and there's various payment options that you need to be aware of, and you can take advantage of that information as well as on Lincoln County's homepage. Just a few things there that I wanted to mention to you, but let's just get straight into the program. Mark Salings, good morning, sir.
Hello, Casey. Hey, it just occurred to me, November 15th. Got to get those taxes.
Oh, that's right.
Same
that
day.
Is America's Recycle
Yeah,
day.
You know, so you can do both in one trip, you know, take care of those taxes and then head off and do some more recycling.
You can recycle your money and recycle.
Yeah, recycle your money. That'd be good.
Well, you know, I spent some time kind of looking at the America Recycles Day.org. I think that's
right.
Isn't that the national website?
That's right, Casey.
And, but, you know, for those who are unaware of solid waste, and maybe you could bring the listeners kind of in the fold about, you know, what is the genesis of the Solid Waste District and how do you see that and how it functions for Lincoln County?
Well, Casey, as maybe a lot of people don't know, years and years and years ago, we had our own landfills in Lincoln County. And back in the 90s, when it came time to close those landfills down, of course, there was required monitoring and whatnot by the Department of Environmental Quality. And so a fund was set up to take care of that. And then when it got to the point where excess funds weren't needed for that particular project, long before my time, an agreement was basically reached where a $4 fee on tonnage of trash in the county would be basically levied and then used to fund the Solid Waste District. And, you know, it's really funny because I was reflecting this morning as I was driving over here to see you. This fall actually marks 5 years that I've been in this job. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was thinking, man, it's been so much fun and this community is so great. It seems more like it's been 10 or 15 years, but it's just that there's so much happening in solid waste all the time. We have some of the most active, three of the most active sanitary and recycling companies that I've read about anywhere, especially when you consider much larger areas like the Portland area. We get basically the advantages of virtually all the important services, and yet our fees that we pay for those services are actually amongst the lowest in the state. So although people complain a lot from time to time, they really need to think about, you know, what they're getting considering what a small community we are.
Well, when I you know, get a chance to talk with you and think about, you know, how you you know, live and practice what you preach, kind of walk the walk and talk the talk. It seems like a passion for you anyways. And, you know, I know you've long been a proponent for a sustainable aspect as well. And some of your programs seem to overlap into that area anyways. I mean, the two really just really go together.
They do in a lot of ways, Casey. They certainly do. And that's part of why I try to, you know, it's real popular, especially amongst younger people, you know. Not that there aren't, you know, perfectly capable mm-hmm. older folks like myself that are out on the Internet all the time looking for information. But I like to take advantage of kind of, you know, canned programs that can kind of help facilitate some thinking in a little different way, perhaps, than maybe I presented or the haulers presented. And several years ago, this America Recycles Day, it really seemed like a good way once a year to sort of focus on November 15th. I've had the habit of going into the Board of Commissioners and asking them to proclaim an entire week as Lincoln County Recycles Week. And then, you know, kind of focus, think about maybe some of the things that you could do to improve your recycling. All of us want it to be really convenient, you know, head out to the curb in front of our house. But from a practical matter, there are things that you simply can't accept curbside. And that means you have to think about, you know, maybe where you can stockpile them in your garage until it's convenient for you to take them to one of the four county transfer stations. Mm-hmm. And on the America Recycle site, you know, if you're the kind of person who needs a little extra boost, head on out there and take a pledge. Challenge yourself to find out more about what we can recycle in this county. Each of the haulers have got great websites that you can look at. You can certainly go to the Solid Waste District website and look at what we have there. There's a tab there that will direct you to each of the haulers' websites. You know, just take a week. Think about it. See what you can do. We currently, in this county, for 2011, we have a 34.4% recovery rate, mm-hmm. which basically means a combination of everything we recycle, the backyard composting program that many citizens participate in. 34.4% of all the waste we generate does not end up in the landfill, and there's a variety of programs we do to accomplish that.
So we're talking to Mark Salings. He manages Lincoln County Solid Waste Department, and stay with us. We've got more to come. We'll talk about the ways that you can recycle your items here in Lincoln County. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back in just a moment.
Is your office supply store like Hall's Office Supply in Lincoln City? Does your office supply store carry art supplies like Hall's? Does your office supply store help you with your copy needs like Hall's? Does your office supply store look up forms and inkjets you need like Hall's Office Supply? One final question, does your office supply store deliver to your home or business anywhere from Pacific City to Glen Eden Beach? Hall's Office Supply of Lincoln City really does it all. That's Hall's.
Looking for the perfect gift for the do-it-yourselfer on your list? Fix him or her up with great tools from Mills East Hardware in Lincoln City. Right now you can save an incredible $50 on a DeWalt 18-volt cordless impact driver. Available for just $99.99 all month long at Mills East Hardware in Lincoln City. Two locations to serve your every hardware need. Ace really is a place when you're getting ready for the holidays. Mills East Hardware, Lincoln City.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
Okay, your 5% cash back program is a total hole-in-one. You guys are putting on a clinic. What's the new category?
Yeah, we're hitting on all cylinders. And only Discover gives you 5% cash back everywhere you shop online. It's like a cash back grand slam.
Whoa, time out. 5% on online shopping?
Yep.
That's a game changer.
Bullseye. Everywhere you shop online.
That's right in my wheelhouse. Sign me up.
Only Discover gives you 5% cash back everywhere you shop online through December. Sign up for 5% at discover.com or call 1-800-DISCOVER. 5% cash back on up to $1,500 in purchases online and at department stores.
Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections on KBCH, KWDP, and KNPT.
Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer. On the program, Mark Salings. He manages the Solid Waste District Department. Mark, so we're doing a great job of recycling, it sounds like.
Yeah, and for a county of our size, DEQ puts out a report each year that summarizes the entire state. And if you look at the 15 counties or so in Oregon that are under 50,000, and the reason I point that out is it's much harder with a lower population to really build the infrastructure to do something like recycling. We're actually sitting in seventh place, which, you know, could we do better? Yeah, and we're going to continue to try to do better. But to me, that really, you know, really shows that we've done a lot of good work. The other thing I would say is, from a practical matter, it's very difficult to get beyond the mid-30s in recycling, largely because the largest remaining waste that goes to landfills is food waste and woody debris. Now, we have a really effective woody debris program, but tackling that final step of food waste is very expensive, very problematic. But that's really what, when you see counties that have got, you know, 50% recycling mm-hmm. rates, largely that's because they've got enough population to execute programs like that, food waste and other things.
Right. I know you had been talking about the food waste and, you know, some of the challenge it does pose. I mean, it's a tricky thing to get right.
Right. It's very tricky. There's not a lot of profit in it. You know, the very fact that we live in a very wet climate over here makes it even more difficult. So, we look to the future for opportunities to tackle that one, but it's, you know, it's probably as large or larger than going back to, you know, pre-recycling practically.
So I kind of want to ask you maybe a more of a metaphysical question here. One of the books I've been read in occasionally is called What We Leave Behind. Get a little bit more of a radical approach towards, you know, waste and a society's waste. But, you know, one of the things that I learned historically was, it's kind of ebbed and flowed depending on surplus of, you know, goods that we've had. We've done different, historically different levels of recycling based on really what we need or had available to us. I mean, do you sort of feel like we need to always bear in mind that this stuff goes somewhere?
Right. Not only do we have to bear in mind that it goes somewhere, but if it's going somewhere and it still has a useful life left that we're not taking advantage of, I think it's pretty clear that, you know, the evidence that's out there suggests that as a world, we're basically consuming resources far more quickly than, you know, the planet can provide them for us.
Yeah.
And if you look at population trends and whatnot, most will agree that we are on a path to have to, you know, having to do a much better job of recovering and reusing valuable materials.
Well, I think while we have you here, before we end the program, we'll want to get into some of the other things that you're working on, like the wind and the bike share. But maybe just to run through that checklist, if folks want to recycle, there's the co-mingle, but then there's the woody debris.
Right.
Then there's the latex paint.
Yeah,
programs.
So, you know, you head out to the hauler's website in your local area. Check that out for, you know, all of them have good lists of things they accept. If you've got a question, you know, don't let it remain unanswered. Call them, call me, and we'll discuss, you know, in detail whether it's something unusual, what can happen with it. So, for example, recently with the emphasis on plastic bag bans in the area, more people are aware of this, but a lot of people don't realize that you can go to any of the transfer stations throughout the county and drop off your plastic bags. There's recycling boxes there for your plastic bags.
Wow.
So, you know, there's simple examples like that of a lot of products that can't be recycled curbside that can be handled at your local transfer and recycling station. So, you know, you got a question in your mind, don't hesitate. Make a phone call.
Your woody debris does not necessarily need to go in the landfill, right?
No. In fact, years ago we had the Skelton Road program, which we did a free weekend collection out at the GP site. And in essence, we still have that program. It simply transferred.
Expanded it, though.
Yeah, expanded. You can take woody debris to any of the transfer stations.
And that's any time?
That's basically, for the most part, any time that the various transfer stations are open.
Are open.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
One key that I think bears highlighting is that a lot of people get upset because there is a fee at some of the transfer stations and not at others. But when you think about that, all of that woody debris has got to be hauled to one site to be ground up into hog fuel. So really what you're paying for if you decide to offload your woody debris at a site away from Toledo is largely that transportation cost. It's not like you're getting taken advantage of. Somebody, you know,
but you're not getting charged per ton on that, so
the basic math involved in moving these materials around, you can't just do it for free or you wouldn't have a business, you know. So,
well, let's talk about maybe recycling water. I mean, I know that's a strange way to put it, but you know, today I'm going to get one of the rain barrels from you.
Right,
it is kind of recycling,
right, Casey,
in a way.
Well, you know, the thing that I'd always had an interest, you know, in, as you say, all things sustainability-oriented, and rain barrels were kind of a curiosity of something I wanted to tackle. Mm-hmm. But you'd go out on the Internet, and they'd be $100, $150, $180. And, you know, nobody's going to pay that, at least, you know, not as a sort of general expense. And so I stumbled across this opportunity to take advantage of some rain barrels that I saw at the Oregon Association of Recyclers conference a couple summers ago, and as luck had it, one of the other counties had an over inventory. So we actually have about 5 or 8 of these really nice rain barrels remaining in inventory for $55, and they basically are equivalent to what you'd go out and pay for, you know, well in excess of $100. We were able to get the discounted price from a county that bought 1,000 at a time. simply tacked on a small fee for what it cost us to go pick those up. Here they are in Lincoln County. Now, my main problem is they've been so popular, I now have to scramble and try to find some more at that kind of good price.
We're talking to Mark Salings. He manages our solid waste department. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us on Lincoln County Connections.
The dough is made fresh, the oven is hot, the sauces are on the stove, and the highest quality cheeses and ingredients are ready. Cobblestone Pizza in Newport is now open and serving simply the best pizza on the Oregon coast. You'll also enjoy their hot Italian grinders, fresh salads, calzones, and so much more. Cobblestone Pizza, located in the shopping mall behind OSU Federal and in Toledo, a half mile east of JC Market.
If you have a cell phone, you probably feel ripped off by your wireless company. Boost Mobile hears you, which is why they have the monthly unlimited for Android plan with no contracts. What's better is that for every 6 months of on-time payments, they reduce your monthly payments by $5 a month for up to $15 a month in total savings. With Boost, you get the latest and greatest Android phones, like the Samsung Transform Ultra and LG Marquee. That means you don't have to have a cheap phone to have a cheap plan. Boost Mobile. Be heard. Coverage not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. Services are subject to additional terms. Android is a trademark of Google Incorporated.
Come into the Home Depot this season. Recycle your old Christmas lights and get up to $5 off your purchase of holiday LED lights. Those new lights will use 80% less energy but burn even brighter. Those brighter lights mean brighter Christmas savings. So bring in those old lights, working or not, and get up to $5 off some new LED lights. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through November 14th, limit 5 per customer. See store for detail.
Lincoln County Connections is back on KNPT, KBCH, and KWDP.
Thanks for listening to the program this morning. This is Lincoln County Connections. We're talking to Mark Salings, Lincoln County Solid Waste. Mark, just one last thought on the rain barrels. What a great source of emergency water just sitting next to the house.
Yeah, I mean, you think of emergency, your emergency could be a long, dry summer, and you know it's nice to have a backup supply of water for your garden, or perhaps in a disaster event. You know, here you've got 55 gallons of water sitting there in a barrel. I wouldn't recommend drinking straight out of it with a straw. Of course, mm-hmm. you'd want to treat that water.
Yeah.
But I did some checking around, and really, it's a very good water source as long as you take precautions necessary, like you would with any water source during a disaster. So you protect your garden, protect yourself, protect your family in case of a disaster event, all for $55. It's a great deal.
If you're listening to us, we're discussing America Recycles Day, which is officially November 15th. AmericaRecyclesDay.org is a website that you can check out if you want to take a pledge. And also look at different resource materials that can kind of help you see the types of things that are recyclable. Obviously, the latex program, long-time popular.
Right, program. That's one thing I wanted to highlight this morning, Casey. We now have a statewide paint stewardship program, and part of the thrust of that program was to get as much paint collected at a state level and taken out of the landfill and the environment and whatnot. As possible. Of course, here in Lincoln County, we've had our recycled latex program for well over a decade. Well, under that program, one of the aspects we looked at is how can we be more efficient about how we do the program, have the paint that's mixed available more easily across the county. And what we decided on, meaning we, the Solid Waste District and the haulers, is that we continue to collect latex paint at each of the transfer stations. And then when a transfer station had enough paint, they would do a mix on-site using the same equipment that we used to use in the road yard. So you get the same fantastic colors, the same $30 for 5 gallon bucket price. Currently, North Lincoln Sanitary at 994-5555 and Thompson Sanitary Service at 265-7249. Both of them have got inventories of some nice colors, so give them a call. Maybe they've got a color for you.
Yeah, and if you go to Lincoln County's website, you'll see a link to the Solid Waste District. That department information is there on Lincoln County's website. And that connects you to all the local hauler information as well. Mark, just a thought. You know, we've got these you know, fairly specific recyclable type items that you can look at America Recycles Day. And of course, I know the haulers have their descriptions about what's recyclable in case folks are curious. Do you see a movement at all? We've got like a Habitat for Humanity, which kind of takes building items that are fairly intact. But do you see a movement at all to have products that we throw out, but you know, maybe there's resources in those products if they were disassembled? I mean, is there any kind of movement at all?
Yes, Casey. In fact, the priority of things, reduce and reuse are actually sort of priorities over recycling. Reduce is simply, you find ways to reduce the amount of waste you generate for any activity. As simple as asking yourself when you buy something new, do you really need that?
Mm-hmm.
Or, maybe my neighbor can loan me that drill I need for 2 hours or whatever. And then, you get into the reuse. And, I mean, there's any number of markets that are opening up for converting, a product that might have had one form when it was originally mm-hmm. developed. Taking an old cabinet or something and turning it into a beautiful wood bench,
kind of,
for
upcycling,
example.
Upcycling, is that one of the terms for
well,
that?
Well, yeah, sort of. You kind of have in mind ahead of time when you design something what it might be. But at the same time, you are creative about what you might turn something into. Now, the other thing is there are habits that people have that, well, you could still call it recycling because you're putting it back to its same use.
Mm-hmm.
A really good example of that is this recent bike share program that we've started.
Mm-hmm.
I was shocked to find out through a friend of mine the number of bikes that end up in the landfill, even more so over in the valley where there's a larger population, that with one or two tweaks, you're a big biker, you know how to repair your bike.
Absolutely.
One or two minor adjustments, that bike's back on the road. People have this tendency to just throw those, chuck them in the landfill, buy a new one. So we've recently started a program in cooperation with the Lincoln County School District Help Program and the Community Services Consortium, and we're looking for other partners as well, where we're rescuing those bikes, doing the adjustment necessary, and then getting those off to our target population initially, lower income and homeless students in particular. I don't have time to get into a lot of detail about that program, but we are sort of reaching the point where we've got things organized enough that you'll start hearing a lot more about it.
And Mark, with about a minute left here, it sounds like you're working on wind too, and I think that's kind of exciting.
Yeah, the community wind program. I guess the one statement I'd want to make is that we're really just at the phase of investigating what the wind resource is that we have. I mean, I have a 30-year science background, so the first question is, on a specific site that looks promising, what does the wind profile actually look like? And then you collect that information and determine whether it even be feasible in the future to create a turbine there.
And it is a little complicated, isn't it? Because we would just assume it's pretty windy here.
It's pretty windy here, but when you're talking about installing a multi-million-dollar turbine, you don't want your guests to be wrong. So, what's happening up at, 100 or 150 meters up in the atmosphere compared to what's happening down here on land can be very different. Now, it's true, generally, that wind speeds increase, but I want to be clear about the fact that the whole thrust of community wind, if we were ever to actually decide that a wind turbine would be the thing to do in Lincoln County, is basically taking advantage of returning the income that system can generate to the county.
Well, I'm sure there's much more to come from you on that end, Mark, and it's great to have you on the program today. If you've been listening to us today, Mark Salings, Lincoln County Solid Waste, and we'll see you same time, same place next week. Thanks for joining us.